The first $5 million installment of a $30 million payment from BP has been received by the state. Louisiana Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden says the money will help the state's tourism ministry rebound from last summer's oil spill. He says the payment will be used to draw tourists to the entire state.
This money, this $30 million that is coming for tourism, will be allocated among all the parishes, and a portion of it, $6.5 million of the $30 million, will be controlled and spent by the Office of Tourism, which gives us an opportunity to supplement what we're doing with our overall advertising campaign.
Late last year, Darden and tourism officials selected the marketing slogan, Louisiana, Pick Your Passion, to promote the effort nationwide. The campaign hopes to improve the public's view of the region and its seafood.
Anytime there's a misperception about something, you have to reverse people's views, and so that takes some effort. I still think there is a misperception in many areas of the country about the impact on Louisiana and the ongoing impact of the spill.
While several parishes along the coast suffered greatly due to the effects of last April's oil well blowout, every parish in the state is receiving funding earmarked for marketing and tourism. The idea doesn't sit well with Plaquemines Parish President Billy Nungesser, who saw devastating effects across the area he represents.
What is Shreveport going to do with $6,000?
The six hardest-hit parishes from the oil spill, including Plaquemines, will receive $2.1 million made in installments. Orleans Parish will collect $6 million. Other parishes will see lump sums ranging from about $2,500 in Tensaw Parish to a $500,000 in four other South Louisiana parishes. Nungesser questions how the funding formula was developed.
Anybody that thinks that BP cares that it goes to 64 parishes, that's ludicrous.
Darden says that decision was made prior to his becoming lieutenant governor. He agrees there could have been a better way to split up the money and that many parishes outside the affected area will receive amounts too small to do anything of much benefit. In northeast Louisiana, Ouachita Parish will collect just over $62,400 for tourism. Monroe-West Monroe Convention and Visitors Bureau Executive Director Alana Cooper says the money will be used in two areas.
What we're going to do is expand our marketing plan just a little bit more on our outreach, still going for the regional drive market, and also enhancing through our grant program, and we'll be enhancing that to help market events and festivals which draw people to the area.
Many such events are accompanied by the allure of Louisiana cuisine. Darden says the state Seafood Promotion and Marketing Board is already rebuilding positive perception of Gulf seafood.
And that's why the Seafood Marketing Board is getting so much money, $30 million on their own, to talk about Louisiana seafood and promote Louisiana seafood.
Now, with summer and vacation season not too far away, the infusion of dollars for tourism is aimed at bringing the messages of quality seafood and visiting the state together.
The message is, you know, definitely that Louisiana is a great place to come and visit, come and eat the food. The food is safe. So we're trying to work to put forth those efforts together on statewide to make sure the message is cohesive.
In responding to comments from Nungesser and others not satisfied by the dividing of payment, Darden says he's not thrilled with the plan and believes the State Office of Tourism should have received more.
My concern was that the state was not getting enough because the idea was to deal with the overall tourism impact still on Louisiana, and we're only getting $6.5 million of the $30 million as the Office of Tourism.
Darden feels more media and airtime could be bought with a bigger share of the payment. It could convey the new marketing slogan of Pick Your Passion in a more saturated nationwide campaign. The agreement by BP and the state calls for each parish to submit a proposal of how their portion will be used for tourism in accordance with guidelines set forth from the state office. The funding is to be used by 2013. Cooper says some of the parishes receiving larger sums may set aside some funding for a campaign next year, some 200 years in the making.
In the effect of basically looking at, you know, either promoting the bicentennial and looking forward to next year, you'll see some things throughout the whole state, you know, going for that. And then you'll also see that everyone's efforts will be to get the state out there.
Out there to bring tourists far and wide to a statewide celebration. I'm Bob Lennox. KEDM News.